I've been giving a lot of thought to distractions lately and how distractions can both hinder us from doing things and also help us to get things done, even though it may not be the project that we have in mind. And in the last couple of weeks, I finished reading Timothy Ferris's book, The 4-Hour Workweek, and that did a great job at kind of peeling back the layers and kind of taking the blinders off to some things that are distractions in our everyday lives that we might not consider to be distractions because we've gotten so used to doing them. And for one thing that it surprised me, and it makes a lot of sense, is, you know, constantly checking email, constantly replying to email, and I think you can maybe push that over into the social networking realm too. Now, the example in the book, I'm not employing or not doing myself, just because I've got a hard time making that jump. But instead of checking your email every day, the book suggests and the author suggests that you check it 2 times a day, and then add a message or a line in your email signature saying, you know, I check email at X and X throughout the day. You can expect a response at that time. And then giving another method to escalate the issue if it needs immediate assistance. And that started a snowball of thoughts. You know, what are some things that you consider to be distractions in your day, and how do you deal with them? And then I reached a fork in that thought of how many times I've been distracted by things, or I've gone off topic with things and actually found the solution for either that project or for something else. So I want to talk about that later. But how do you deal with distractions? I'm really interested in hearing feedback from people and how they deal with distractions. Do you limit your how many times you check email? Do you limit your social networking time? Do you have set Twitter time and set Facebook time throughout the day? If you go out to check something on YouTube, or if you upload a video on YouTube, do you have to tell yourself to stop looking at all the suggested videos, you know, the cats playing the pianos and whatnot, just to keep yourself on track? How do you deal with things of that nature? I'm very, very interested in hearing how other people deal with distractions. I don't have a set Twitter time or a set Facebook time. I try to avoid YouTube as much as possible. And have other methods to upload, so I don't have to go directly to the site. So I kind of stop myself from these temptation areas as far as getting distracted in those ways. As I mentioned before, I don't have a set email checking time. I just, you know, if it comes in, I can breeze over it quickly. If it looks like it needs to be responded immediately, I will do that. Those are off the top of my head, my main quote-unquote usual distractions and how I deal with them. But, you know, definitely let me know, how do you deal with distractions? And I'll get into how some distractions for me can become potential solutions for projects. And I'll tackle that very shortly. Thanks.